Hi, I'm Costas Halavrazos. Welcome to Encore, brought to you each week by BoomersWork.com here on Seaside FM. Boomers Work has been successfully matching retirees with potential employers for part-time work for some time now. Today, we'll meet Calgary native Rick Gant, a retired banker now living in Halifax. Rick's taken the helm as CEO with Boomers Work at an interesting time. More and more men and women born in the post-war years are retiring, but now pursuing part-time employment while trying to keep balance in their lives. Before becoming a banker with Canada Trust and RBC, Rick worked as a doorman, bartender, and waiter while studying French in France in the 1980s. He takes the work-life balance seriously, and when he's not in the office, you might find him tinkering with his 1947 Willys Jeep, or volunteering both in Mount Allison University's Career Mentoring Program or Dalhousie's Lean Startup Program. Rick, welcome to Encore.
Thank you, Costa.
Now, you're taking over as a CEO of Boomers Work at a time when there is rapid growth in the number of boomers retiring. That issue of work-life balance, after decades of full-time work and perhaps parenting too, it is very important to these people. Tell us about your own journey through the business world to where you are today.
Well, I took a number of different paths through my life, but I started out wanting to be a geologist and came out of university with at a time when Calgary and Alberta was going through the bust stage of boom and bust. So I started working as a doorman and a waiter and a bartender trying to get jobs in Moncton. And after about 8 months, I gave up and went to Toronto, and within a couple of weeks I had two jobs going and started working in the banking industry. And from there, 26 years later, working with RBC, I finally closed my office or branch here in Halifax, and then started on my own sort of second life as a professional. And I decided at that point in time, I was hoping to get out of the financial industry and do something different. And along came Boomers Work.
Now, why leave the financial industry? I mean, were there any potential opportunities there to continue in some new capacity?
There were many opportunities. I mostly in Ontario. The bank did want me to move back to Ontario, but I wasn't really interested. I'd been there for 10 years before, and I felt Halifax is my home, and I have family out in New Brunswick, so this is home.
So what appealed to you about Boomers Work?
Well, the whole idea, I fill the role as a boomer and the life work-life balance. I mean, I am very active in sports and everything like that. I used to do those long hours, you know, sometimes 7 days a week, and felt that I wanted to stay engaged. I like my mind working at a high level, but I also like doing the things of the outdoor things. Many of us would prefer not to work in the summer and go south in the winter, but for us that do stick around, working in the winter is a good thing.
Now, what about Boomers Work itself? It's a concept designed to let boomers enjoy retirement while at the same time opening the door to part-time employment. Tell us how the matchmaking works in Boomers Work.
Well, it works mainly because there are employers out there that are looking for the same type of things. There's so many companies that are looking at cost control. There's so many things going on, so many dynamics in the current economy that people are often looking for somebody for short periods of time, either to cover off maternity leaves or someone has left. And some of these roles, especially you're talking executive roles, they take 6 months to fill. In the meantime, we've had a number of cases where people would come to us for a CFO or a treasurer, especially, that role's really important for the organization. They can't have it vacant, so they'll hire someone in our database temporarily and then hire a headhunter to go out and fill the role on a long-term basis. A couple of those roles that we were hired on a temporary basis ended up being full-time jobs.
And is that an example of the kind of job or skill set that is quite transferable between different companies, maybe even different enterprises?
If you have a CA or a CFA or a certified financial manager, treasurer, MBAs, they all have worked you know, it's basically balancing your books, reporting to boards, keeping the president or CEO aware of what's going on in the balance sheet. That role can be filled, and is filled by a number of different, you know, organizations or professions, should I say.
Now, for the men and women approaching Boomer's Work, what are some of the most common questions you get?
Well, I guess some might be skeptical that we're actually getting jobs and stuff, but we are getting a fair number of jobs, and the number keeps rising. We did hire a sales guy about 6 months ago who's been really good at and connecting us with the market, and we have more and more employers. We just got to put on the Nova Scotia's provincial opportunity. There's some regulations around that, and you have to get yourself qualified as an employment agency to actually provide jobs for Nova Scotia. And once we did that, then all of the municipalities started looking at us. And now we've been getting jobs for a number of municipalities. And some of them, it's interesting, we had got a job for, I think it was Shelburne, and the individual ended up working from Port Hawkesbury. So, but it so happened at the same time that he had a cottage out in Shelburne.
So I guess that is one thing that's different from, say, a generation ago, is that it's not as important that you be living in the same community where the job is.
Yeah, that's true more and more. And we actually also have, we've hired a writer who is helping us with our social media, and he's in Amherst. And that works very well for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, give us an idea of the range of enterprises looking for experienced part-time workers. I know you mentioned people looking for financial officers and things like that, but what about the actual businesses themselves?
We started to identify trends in some areas. There's a lot of companies that are actually downsizing here in Nova Scotia, or there's a lot of organizations that are really trying to control their books, and quite often they go a little bit overboard in reducing their FTE count, so they end up with gaps.
Now, the FTE count is?
Full-time employees.
Mm-hmm.
So to manage that and to make sure that the work gets done, they need to fill those gaps while maintaining their objectives to reducing FTE counts. So they often end up coming to us to fill roles. There's one large company here in Nova Scotia that recently hired us to fill 10 roles over a year.
Now, for the people coming to you looking for some kind of part-time work, do they typically try to set limits on how many hours a week or, for instance, how many months a year they might work?
Yeah, they typically do. We even just hired a lady through our database to work with us. And it started out, she just said she would like to work 20 hours a week, Tuesday to Thursday, but we've been really busy lately, so she's been working 5 days a week, but she enjoys it. But I'm actually trying to manage her to keep her promise to herself and work 3 days a week, so she doesn't lose the passion of working.
So that's interesting, because, I mean, some employers, or I guess a person in your position where you're a broker between the employer and the employee, might want to try to get as much as possible work out of the person, but you clearly have a different view of the work-life balance.
Yes. If people make promises to themselves all the time, I mean, and they do so for reasons. They don't want to, they feel that they could work a certain amount of hours a week, and then that way they can enjoy the other aspects of their life. And if one of those goes out of whack, then it's no longer work-life balance. So I think it is important maintain your happiness and be happy with your work and be happy with your life.
I'm Costas Halavrazos, and you're listening to Encore on Seaside FM. My guest today is Rick Gant of Halifax, the new CEO of Boomer's Work, a company that matches retirees with employers seeking men and women who can bring their years of experience to part-time work or individual contracts. How do you describe Boomer's Work to potential employers?
We look at them same way, I guess, any employment agency is. But we look at us as a database that has a huge number of employees in it that have a great deal or 25 years plus experience, and depending on what they're looking for in certain areas. There are times when we've actually gone out and we thought talking to a financial firm that was looking for certain type of person to sell certain products. So we went, you know, we used the radio to go out and say, we're looking for this type of individual. And we soon got that piece of the database where there was a gap filled. So we've only missed one opportunity where we couldn't make a match. But since our database got up to about 2,000 people, we haven't missed on anything. And once in a while, we worry about, we are going to be marketing to increase the database about twofold, and then we think we'll have just about every type of person you could imaginable.
Now, about how much time and how much information does someone have to devote if they want to register with you, if they want to look for part-time employment?
We make it as simple as possible. You just register, you get a password, and then you go back on and fill out like two pages of information, which is your basic information. And then you can continue to fill out more information if you want, or you can just download your resume, and then our system will read the resume and populate the data.
Now, how does this differ from, say, a big service like LinkedIn, where people can post all that kind of information up there and other people can link to them?
This isn't one you would go in there and create a profile that everybody watches and looks at and has access to. This is totally private to yourself. There's the only person looking at the data that's in the system is the computer itself when it goes to match, you know, potential employees against employers. And it's not meant to be a work process. So a lot of boomers out there aren't looking to go out and put themselves on LinkedIn and Facebook, or in terms of looking for work. They don't want to be interviewed, or that stage of their life is over. But if they get an opportunity, per chance, that something comes up and they can do it for a short period of time or within a time frame that they're happy with, then that all works for them, and that's what creates the balance.
So if I were going to sign up with Boomer's Work, if I were looking for even more work than I'm doing now, would it cost me anything?
Nope. It's free to the employee or the person who puts themselves on. We charge per posting from the employer. And it's a farce. It's about 10% of what a normal recruiter would charge.
Now, where do you hope to take the company in the future? Because you observe trends in the employment market.
Yeah, so the main thing here for us for the last 18 months was to build a footprint here in Atlantic Canada and kind of create a model and then bring it across Western Canada. So my key objective in the fall will be to market this across Ontario, Alberta, BC, and then build a big footprint across Canada and do it all out of Halifax. I think we only need to hire a couple people in each area to make sure that we have feet on the ground and are talking to the communities.
Given some of the changes, say, in the Alberta economy over the past 6 months, do you think that's going to have an effect on, say, the growth pattern in your company?
I think things like that are giving this type of interim management, if you will, jobs, a foundation for us to work, because people aren't looking for long term. They're looking for short term. There's so many things going on in the economy. You read the paper every day and you get new news. So people can't plan longer than 3 years. So, you know, when you have short term opportunities or you don't know what's going to happen next month, it's easier to have short term employees too.
How do you deal with people who, say, aren't necessarily boomers? They might be quite a bit younger. Think your site might work for them.
Yeah, well, we talk about that a lot. We're asking ourselves, why limit ourselves? So what we really look for are people that have experience that can automatically go into a job and add value to the company. So, you know, different people say different things. And so I think you could safely say anyone that has 10 or 15 years experience should be on our database.
Rick, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Rick Gant, the new CEO of Boomer's Work. Rick is a former banker who now resides in Halifax. If you have comments on the show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic you think would be of interest to people who've retired or who are approaching retirement, just send us an email. Our address is encore@boomerswork.com. That's encore, E-N-C-O-R-E, at boomerswork.com. Each week at this time, BoomersWork.com brings you Encore here on Seaside FM. We introduce you to men and women exploring new opportunities and challenges of special interest to the growing group of Canadians aged 50 and over. I'm Costas Halavrezos. Have a great day.